You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 453, covering week 7, February 9th to 15th, 2026. Linus Torvalds released Linux kernel 6.19. Among the most notable changes are the Live Update Orchestrator subsystem, PCIe link encryption support, the listNS system call, zero copy receive mode in IO_U-ring, support for the ARM MPAM extension, KLP-build for generating live patches, support for the Loang Arch 32 architecture, QoS for 2S idle, audit subsystem optimizations, Intel Last for Spectre protection, support for SHA-3 and Blake-2B hashes, the confidential VM bus mechanism, TX optimizations in the network subsystem, the CAN-XL protocol, and an API for hardware-accelerated HDR output. The new version incorporates 15,657 fixes from 2,237 developers with a patch size of 52 megabytes. About 40% of all changes are related to device drivers, 13% to updates to code specific to hardware architectures, 12% to the network stack, 5% to file systems, and 3% are related to internal kernel subsystems. The OffPunk 3.0 console browser has been released. It supports HTTP, HTTPS, Gemini, Gopher, and Spartan protocols, as well as RSS and Atom news feeds. The program is written in Python and distributed under the AGPLv3 license. The browser is designed for offline content viewing and allows you to subscribe to pages or mark them for later viewing, after which these pages are automatically cached and updated as needed. OffPunk allows you to store periodically synchronized copies of websites and pages, always available for local viewing. Synchronization parameters are configurable by the user. Some content can be synchronized once a day, while others can be synchronized once a month. Control is via a command system and key combinations. Support for multi-level bookmarks, subscriptions, and archived content is available. Custom handlers can be added for different MIME types. HTML pages are parsed and displayed using the beautiful SOUP4 and readability libraries. Images can be converted to ASCII art using the Chaffa library. At the FOSDEM conference, a new game engine, Florite, was presented, being developed by Toyota's American division responsible for developing in-car infotainment systems. The engine aims to provide capabilities suitable for creating console-quality 3D games and is being developed using technologies Toyota is using in its new infotainment system stack, which is already available in the 2026 Toyota RAV4. The engine is stated to be cross-platform and completely open source. The Florite engine integrates with the Flutter framework and enables the game development in Dart using the Florite View widget for simultaneously displaying multiple views of a 3D scene, and Flutter's capabilities for seamlessly integrating games with the IVI platform's graphical environment, controlling a 3D scene from Flutter widgets and enabling interactive experiences. Interactive 3D interfaces can be created by defining clickable zones in the 3D model. Clicking on these zones triggers associated event handlers similar to on-click events on web pages. CodeWeavers has released Crossover 26.0, a Wine-based package designed to run programs and games written for Windows. CodeWeavers is a key contributor to the Wine project, sponsoring its development and contributing all innovations implemented for its commercial products to the project. The source code is available for download. The Myth TV 36 Home Media Center platform has been released. It transforms a desktop PC into a TV, video recording system, music center, photo album, and DVD recording and viewing station. The project's code is written in C++ and distributed under the GPLv2 license. Myth TV's architecture is based on a separate backend for video storage or capture, IPTV, DVB cards, etc., and a frontend for interface generation, web interface, and Qt-based UI. The frontend can work simultaneously with multiple backends, which can be running both on local system and on external computers. Extended functionality is implemented through plugins. Two sets of plugins are currently available, official and unofficial. The plugins cover a range of capabilities from integration with various online services to webcam support and PC-to-PC video conferencing. Mesa 26.0.0, the open-source implementation of the OpenGL and Vulkan APIs, has been released. The first release of the 26.0.0 branch is experimental. After the code has been fully stabilized, a stable version, 26.0.1, will be released. Mesa 26.0 adds support for the Vulkan 1.4 graphics API and the ANV drivers for Intel GPUs, RadV for AMD GPUs, NVK for NVIDIA GPUs, Honeycrisp for Apple GPUs, Turnip for Qualcomm GPUs, Pan MVK for ARM Mali GPUs, the LavaPipe software rasterizer and emulator mode. The V3DV and DZN drivers support Vulkan 1.0, the KK driver supports Vulkan 1.1, and the PVR driver supports Vulkan 1.2. TinyCore Linux 17.0, a minimalist Linux distribution, has been released. It runs on systems with as little as 48 megabytes of RAM. The distribution's graphical environment is built on the TinyXX server, the FLTK toolkit, and the FLWM window manager. The distribution loads entirely into RAM and runs from memory. The bootable ISO image, a Core Pure 64 build, has been prepared for 64-bit systems, and an additional Core Plus build includes a number of additional packages, such as a set of window managers, an installer with the ability to install additional extensions, and a ready-to-use set of network connection tools, including a Wi-Fi connection manager. The new release includes updates to system components, including Linux kernel 6.18.2, glibc 2.42, binutils 2.45.1, gcc 15.2.0, e2fsprogs 1.47.3, and util-linux 2.41.2. The provides.sh script has been updated to support HTTPS mirrors, and an HTTPS check has been added to /init.d/tc-functions. The udev rules 50-udev-default.rules now have expanded access rights for input devices. Linus Torvalds refused to accept a changelog for kernel 7.0 from the maintainer of the MMC subsystem, calling the submitted patch, which doesn't even compile, quote, complete garbage, end quote. He suggested the changes hadn't been tested in a Linux-next branch beforehand and hadn't undergone build testing. The compilation failed due to a repeated variable redefinition. This level of code quality frustrated Linus, who stated that he would not accept changes from the MMC subsystem maintainer during the 7.0 kernel release cycle, even if he received a corrected pull request. MMC changes would only be accepted in the 7.1 branch if they were reviewed in the Linux-next branch and properly tested. The first version of FrankOS, an operating system for computers based on the RP2350 microcontroller and based on free RTOS, has been released. The operating system supports a desktop environment with a windowed user interface and provides partial POSIX compatibility. The source code is written in C and is available under the GPL 3.0 Plus license. Supported hardware includes PS2 keyboards and mice, secure digital memory cards, and DVI monitor output. Raspberry Pi Pico 2 and Frank M2 boards are also supported. The operating system supports ELF executable files and provides compatibility with Mermelator OS 2 applications. Using the free RTOS task scheduler, preemptive multitasking is implemented with separate tasks for input, compositing, USB, and applications. A desktop environment is provided with support for overlapping windows, menus, a taskbar with a start menu, and mouse dragging. The package includes programs such as a graphical file manager, a multi-window terminal emulator, and an interactive command shell. The file system is FAT32. The developers of the IPFire project have introduced a series of IPFire domain block lists to filter out unwanted domain names. The project is presented as a community-supported solution for managing content blocked on private networks or local systems. Unlike most existing commercial and free DBLs, which provide monolithic block lists for disparate content, IPFire DBL offers a series of thematic lists, allowing users to select specific types of content to block. The lists are populated collaboratively, and users can participate in their improvement. IPFire DBL also guarantees legal integrity. When aggregating data from other lists, only sources that explicitly grant redistribution rights are used. Alexander Aring of Red Hat presented a specialized file system, DLMPFS, on the kernel developers mailing list. The proposed file system provides a distributed file locking layer based on distributed lock manager and RAMFS. The DLMPFS implementation is available as a patch set for Linux kernel 6.19. DLMPFS allows you to work with a file hierarchy shared across multiple hosts, create and delete files and directories, and lock and unlock files using the built-in flock and fcontrol functions. However, DLMPFS does not allow you to write or read data from files, limiting it to lock operations. Another limitation is that determining the lock state requires a full file path to the file being locked. DLM requires the resource name to determine the lock. Remnux 8.0, a specialized Linux distribution designed for studying and reverse engineering malware code, has been released. Remnux allows you to create an isolated lab environment in which you can emulate the network service being attacked to study malware behavior under realistic conditions. The distribution is built on Ubuntu and includes malware analysis tools, reverse engineering utilities, programs for examining PDFs and Office documents modified by attackers, and system activity monitoring tools. Over 200 specialized tools are offered. 8 GB images for virtualization systems are available for download in the OVA and BQCOW2 formats. The project also distributes a set of Docker images for isolated execution of individual tools on existing systems. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.